So how do our relationships in this world interrelate with our relationship with Krishna? The two are meant to be symbiotic. We have horizontal relationship with others in this world and we have a vertical relationship with Krishna. Now, no person in this world is perfect. So if we don't have a vertical relationship with Krishna, our heart always longs for love. That's a natural human longing. And that longing comes from the soul. And that longing is perfectly fulfilled when that it is directed towards Krishna. He's the all-attractive, all-opulent, supreme person. And in loving Him, our longing for love is perfectly fulfilled. Now, when we don't have this vertical relationship with Krishna, then we try to find a horizontal substitute for Krishna. And we try to find some person in this world to love. And we think that by loving that person, we will become happy. Now there are different levels of compatibility or incompatibility that can be there between two people when they form a relationship. But irrespective of, even if people are very compatible, still, you know, no person is perfect. And that's why we end up disappointed. So if we try to expect from someone in a horizontal relationship what we can get only from Krishna in the vertical relationship, then we set ourselves up for frustration. So one of the main reasons why there are frustration in relationships is because there are unrealistic expectations. So when we have a vertical relationship in which we gain some inner satisfaction, then that enables us to weather the inevitable storms that come in the horizontal relationship. The inevitable frustrations, the inevitable disappointments that come in the horizontal relationships. It's not that we may say, oh, people disappoint me. That is one part of the truth. We also disappoint people. Now, we are also not perfect. So, now when we start practicing spiritual life, one of the first lessons we learn is that we should tolerate others. And then that is a good lesson to learn. But as we grow in our spiritual life, then we learn another lesson. Others have been tolerating me. That others have been tolerating me also. Initially, we don't even realize that I have any problems. So the point is, the vertical relationship gives us a shelter by which we can withstand the disappointments and whatever ups and downs come in the horizontal relationship. So now in some cases, the horizontal relationship, which is this vertical relationship, is in our day-to-day life not meant to be a substitute for the horizontal relationship. Some people think that to relate with God means we have to reject the whole world, reject everyone in the world. That is not the point. The point is primarily connection. So we connect with God directly by having a relationship with Him. And we also connect with Krishna by the way we relate with others, by seeing them as parts of Krishna. In the 4th chapter, 34th verse, Krishna tells Arjuna, go to a spiritual master and learn from him. In the next verse, he tells, what is the vision that you will get when you learn from the spiritual master? Yajnyatva na punarmoham evam yastase pandava yena bhutanya sheshani drakshasyatmanyathomai. So Krishna says that you will be able to see all living beings as mine, as being situated in me. So spiritual knowledge helps us to understand that all living beings are parts of Krishna. So we understand at one level that whatever our longing for love is there, that will be fulfilled when we direct it towards Krishna. But at another level, we also understand that all other living beings are also parts of Krishna. That means the way we relate with them, that also determines our relationship with Krishna. So if we relate with others sensitively, respectfully, kindly, that is a way by which we are developing our relationship with Krishna. So in this way, the spiritual dimension of our relationship with Krishna, that helps us to develop greater tolerance. Because if we have too much expectation from others and people don't keep up with those expectations, we get frustrated. But when we understand that when I am relating with this person, I'm not just relating with this person. By the way I'm relating with this person, I'm also relating with God. So that gives us the inner substance, the inner determination to weather the storms in the horizontal relationships. So at the same time, if we are relating with spiritually minded people, if we are relating with devotees, and when we see they are also practicing spiritual life, they are growing spiritually, that inspires us to also grow spiritually. So till now I talked about how the vertical relationship can improve our horizontal relationship. Now I am talking about how the horizontal relationship can improve our vertical relationship. So if we are relating with other spiritually minded people, other devotees, who are also trying to develop their relationship with God, by their example, by their inspiration, by their guidance, we can strengthen our vertical relationship. So the ideal situation is where the horizontal and the vertical relationships are symbiotic. Both take us towards lasting fulfillment, both materially and spiritually. Does it address your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna. Any other questions?
When you come into Krishna consciousness,